Asterix is not your typical hero. He's not tall or handsome, and he certainly is not a prince. But along with his sidekick, enormous goofy Obelix, Asterix wages battles against the ancient Romans to defend the Gaulish way of life. Asterix comic books and cartoon strips have been published in 107 languages and dialects. Three Asterix movies have drawn millions of viewers. The French version of the latest Asterix book, The Birthday of Asterix and Obelix, was launched Thursday. Nobody could be more surprised about Asterix's stunning success than the original illustrator of Asterix, Albert Uderzo, who has also authored the series since the death of the original writer, René Goscinny.
Tout bêtement parce que un charmant monsieur qui s'appelle François Clotot.
Uderzo told French radio that Asterix was born when the owner of a French magazine called Pilote wanted a comic strip his kids could read that represented French culture. The creator settled on the Gauls as their characters because he said nothing is more French than the Gauls.
Obélix, non. Les effets de la potion sont permanents, c'est quoi? Tu sais que tu es tombé dans la marmite.
Asterix's half-century birthday is being celebrated around France with special exhibits and other commemorations. In the Paris suburb of Bobigny, a plaque was unveiled honoring his 1959 birthday there. Several villages in Brittany, the part of ancient Gaul that was never conquered by the Romans, are also claiming to have inspired the Asterix series. Many see Asterix as the ultimate symbol of France and the battle of many French to preserve their culture and way of life. But Asterix has fans worldwide, including Brian Spence, the Canadian owner of the Abbey Bookshop in Paris. Spence has a copy of every Asterix book in his English-language bookstore. He says they remain in demand. Spence himself started reading Asterix when he was young.
I'm still a fan. I haven't kept up with the latest ones, to tell you the truth. But I went to see the premiere of Asterix and Cleopatra when it was at the Grand Rex, you know, almost 3,000 people there just to laugh along. It's a very, special place in my heart for Asterix.
So what is Asterix's appeal 50 years later?
Maybe we identify imperial pretensions, manifest destiny, and so forth. And I think that most of the world probably feels as though it's a little bit in the same situation as Asterix and his village Gaulois. You know, we can identify with that sense of wanting to hold out, resist against the encroaching powers, that sense of using your wits and a little bit of brawn to get you through peril, danger, or threat.
And besides, Spence says, there's always a bit of exoticism, because Asterix, after all, is French. That makes fans want to keep on reading to get a better understanding of what Asterix and France is all about. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.